Lucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. This week we're going to be broadcasting from the backyard of John Amore in Boise, Idaho. Well, thanks for sharing your backyard chicken operation setup with us and letting us do a show back here. Do you think you could describe your own chicken setup, or should I try to do that?
Is it unique?
Everybody's backyard chicken setup is unique. So what we have here, we have a little chicken house. Did you build that, or what?
It was a shed playhouse. Half of it was a playhouse for kids, and the other half was a shed. And a friend of mine, who's a Finnish carpenter, came over and it insulated it and built the nesting boxes and put a vent in and put a little side door on it.
You say it's pretty warm in there. Do you use anything artificial to keep it heated?
No lights or heaters in the wintertime.
You've got five chickens, so do they all sleep pretty close to each other?
Yep, they've got the roost, and so they've got a little ladder which they climb up, and they all roost together.
So we're in Boise, Idaho, so it doesn't get awful cold. What's the coldest it's been?
You know, it probably got down to 0, 5, 5
couple times.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit. Okay, but you don't need any special electricity or anything, as long as you have a well insulated coop where the chickens can sit next to each other and regulate their temperature. We're in a pretty dense part of Boise, just a couple blocks away from a major road. You've got a high fence and you got neighbors on all sides, and what's this yard, you'd say a few hundred square feet. Have they ever gotten out into the front yard? Sometimes maybe you forget to close the gate. What happens?
Oh yes, they've been out, and I was down at my neighbor's on the corner, and they said, you know, your chickens were clear down the street one day. And I went, really?
How do the neighbors feel about it, whether they're in here or whether they're wandering around the neighborhood? What's the reaction from your neighbors?
I think they're real curious. It's really fun to talk with people because, you know, I've found out some other people that have chickens. And so we share stories about our chickens, and then, you know, people are just real interested in having chickens, you know, that you can have chickens in your backyard. Some are interested in eggs. And I've given eggs to my neighbor down the street because he gave me fencing. It's kind of nice to be able to trade. Actually, there was one guy who was bringing okara, which is a byproduct from making soy milk. And he thought that the chickens would really like that okara and eat it. And my chickens don't like it so much. So that wasn't a really good trade.
Well, on one of my previous shows, I discussed that there was a study done by Mother Earth News where they actually examined the nutritional content of backyard eggs and commercial eggs, and found that the nutrition in backyard eggs, true free-range eggs, was significantly higher. And that's one of the reasons, is they get a much broader diet of different kinds of scraps and bugs instead of just filler stuff like soy byproduct or corn.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe how your eggs taste compared to commercial eggs or other people's chickens' eggs you've had?
The other night my son made this shortcake because we had some strawberries, and I tasted it. I was like, wow, this is the best shortcake I ever had. We make a lot of frittatas, and those are really good, and I just got new omelet pans, and so we've been making more omelets, and those are so good.
So what inspired you to first get chickens?
I was organizing monthly presentations for the Idaho Earth Institute, and had people come and speak about permaculture. I had people come and speak about drought-tolerant landscaping. I had people talk about local food. And as I learned more and more, it's like, I don't want a landscape in my backyard. I just want a garden in my backyard. And since I had such a bad weed problem, it just made sense to have chickens and have them take care of that problem. And they sure have. I'm sure glad I have them, because my soil's healthier now, and it's been fertilized, and they sure are good at weed control.
That's pretty much the Bucky Bacall agenda right there that I repeat in every show.
I just like what they've done with my yard, you know. I just really like that. And I do enjoy getting the eggs, too, and sharing those with my friends and neighbors.
Were you thinking about eggs when you first got involved in chickening?
Somewhat. I've got two teenage sons, and so I'm concerned about their health and what they eat. And We have, on one side of their family, there's a lot of cancer. And so, you know, I'm real concerned about making sure that they have organic food and food without, you know, that hasn't been chemically treated. And so this is just one more way to make sure my kids are eating healthy.
Is there one thing that's been the most surprising to you?
I think I had one that got sick. Dolly had like a respiratory thing. And so I ended up taking her to the veterinarian to, well, at first it was hard to find somebody that would take a look at my chicken because she was, it seemed like her breathing was labored, you know, and I didn't know if she had pneumonia or something, and she was still pretty young. That was an experience, you know, finding somebody that would look at a chicken. And then this veterinarian, he does specialize in birds. So it was fun to watch him do the examination of the bird and look at inside the mouth and listen to her lungs. And so I got to learn a little more about the anatomy of chickens, and not, I wasn't so afraid of looking at her mouth or, you know, doing some different things with her. So that was kind of a surprise. But I think when you first start with the chickens, you're kind of nervous that, you know, it's like a baby too. You know, it's like you taking them to the doctor, you know, anytime you see something strange, because you're just not sure and you don't want your pet to be sick. But now I don't worry about them at all. I think, you know, I think they're healthy and they're fine. Yeah. They love to help garden, you know, because when I start digging, they just love to be right there. So it kind of makes it fun because you have company in the garden all the time and they're always interested in what you're doing.
Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast is produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute. For more information, visit BuckyBacall.org. BUCKYBUCKAW.org.